The Joy of Being Heard by Carolee Agate, read by Ellie Johnson. Today's Bible verse is, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know." Jeremiah 33:3. When God first directed my attention to this verse, I was a fairly new believer. I was new to the Bible and learning how to study it. I was new to prayer and the discipline of praying. I was new to being a wife, and the learning curve of being a new mother was overwhelming. In other words, I was tired, y'all. Suddenly, for too many consecutive nights, my eyes popped open wide at exactly 3:33 a.m. The family was soundly sleeping, the house calm and quiet. What I wanted more than anything was to stay in bed, turn over, and go back to dreaming. However, I don't believe in coincidence, and waking at the same time for days and days in a row certainly must mean something. As silly as it sounded, my heart knew it was true. I made my way out to the living room, grabbed my Bible, and sat down, ready to pray. Surely this was a God moment, and maybe, just maybe, He had something to say to me. Groggily, I whisper prayed, "Here I am, Lord. I'm listening." I waited in the silence and tried not to fall asleep. When I didn't hear a response, I began my explanation of how there must be a better time to want to talk. That is when He led me to open my Bible and look up Jeremiah 33:3. When I read over verse 3, all of my tired emotions welled up and began to spill out. Oh, what a promise! Call to me, and I will answer you. That promise still takes my breath away. It was the beginning of falling in love with prayer. As a new mother, way back then, the promise that He would not only hear me, but answer me was like a drink of cold water for my parched and thirsty soul. I love how the Message states the latter part of that verse. "I'll tell you marvelous and wondrous things that you could never figure out on your own." Marvelous and wondrous things, yes, please. Maybe you too are parched and thirsty and needing a bit of reassurance this God to whom we pray hears and listens, and better yet, He answers. Call to Him, and He will answer you. This is the beginning of learning the joy of being heard.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.